Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's selfish help.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. These cords are all tangled.
Sorry, I barely did this.
No,
setup.
It's fine. Here, look, let me try to be professional since we're like going to be on a network. Welcome to Jammers. Fix these fucking cords.
Welcome to Jammers. We made it.
We made it here to the podcast for this episode.
We're so cocky. We're like,
and maybe never. Yes. Yeah. Hey, listeners. Fuck you.
Yeah,
we
you
don't
guys.
Need you anymore.
Get ready. Yeah. You know what we've got? We've got a bunch of ad copy coming our way. So we're going to be hawking pillows.
This is 1,000 fucking nothing signed. Nothing's real.
No.
And we're just like, hey, fucking people, you dumb assholes, we're above you now. Someone said they might let us be on a thing.
Cut to us a week from now. No one's listening, but we're just hawking bidets left and right. We listen to podcasts. We know what kind of ads you people are going to make us.
We've been on podcasts. We've hawked their bidets.
Yeah. So let's talk about what time. And normally we record in the middle of the day.
Like, well, okay. Stop there. Middle of the day for you assholes, usually very early in the morning.
Very
for me.
Early in the morning.
Like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Like,
but you're a morning person. You're a bright little squirrel in the morning.
I don't want to call myself a bright little squirrel because I don't want to call anyone a bright little squirrel. But
yeah.
I normally wake up early? Yes.
Yeah.
Am I happy about it? No.
Well, goddamn, I was trying to work in a new segment for our squirrel food. I'm just trying to think of products.
Oh, bright little squirrel.
We got to show off to our new bosses that we can sell products.
Yeah, we can sell anything. Squirrel food.
Yeah.
How are we going to sell?
Isn't that just trash?
Yeah,
we can sell trash.
Yep.
You might need to have an
use
episode.
This promo code and I'll send you the celery I found in my gym bag 2 weeks after I put it there. Bright little squirrel.
That's all it is.
You might have to add to an episode on advertising.
No, we don't need it. But it's late. It's nighttime and we're all very tired. And everyone had some of us had shitty days. Another, we're at the end of our rope and wits.
Some of us had long days. Some of us had literally the longest days of their lives.
Yes.
That was an advertisement, by the way, for the show Days of Our Lives. Tune in on CBS every day of the week at 10 a.m.
Yes. Boom. I feel real out of it. Couple shows. So the funny, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to try to bring it, but I mean.
Well, already out of the park.
Right.
Really,
but if I can't do it, you know what? We'll be able to bring it. Bring it on. Available on DVD and Blu-ray. The Epic Cheerleader Classic. Available.
Oh, these would be
the ad spots we have to do. Is they're just like, no one else will take them. Give them to these idiots.
Who's advertising Bring It On? If you're not aware of Bring It On by now, you've missed that film.
We got a lot of young listeners. You think the 17-year-olds in Australia? Come on.
I watched Grease growing up. That came out 10 years before I was even born.
Bring It On. I don't know that has the cultural staying power.
Okay,
of
but you know what?
Well, but Jammers has the power
to bring it back.
Bring It On again.
Right.
Bring It On again. The sequel to Bring It On, another classic film that you teens should be watching.
I forgot the Jammers is the thread that holds us all together.
Bring It On again is just Steven being an emo kid in high school and Megan and I sitting on the sidelines making fun of the cheerleaders, smoking cigarettes, those fucking bitches.
Wait, you know that there was Bring It On again?
Yeah. Oh, that's
real
right.
Movie.
No, there actually was Bring It On again.
What's the name of the movie?
Oh, we do need that as a sponsor because I hadn't heard of it, but I've never seen it. And now I am going to watch it. You know why? Because Megan Rice is such a good salesperson that she
sold. Goddamn right. Hear that?
She sold to her co-host and sales partner. Look at that.
My first sale to my partner. I don't think that's how it works. I don't think if you're a door-to-door vacuum salesman, you can sell a vacuum to your sales partner and be like, I got one.
He's like, no, you literally just handed it to me. I know, but your whole, I had it and you had it. No, 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 I have to give you money and I'm not giving you money.
No, that's not how it works. No. It was in my hands. It's in your hands. It's exchanged hands. That's a saying. It's exchanged hands.
Yeah.
Sales.
I know. Would that be this is one of the truest, this is a jam session in the truest sense, because we don't have a guest.
We did, and it's a mess.
Right. And it's a mess. This is not a jam session, it's a jam mess. Is it gonna
Why are we doing this at 10 o'clock at night on not our usual night on our, well, I guess this is our usual.
It's our usual day.
I mean, there's a usual day, but it's really late. What are we doing?
You don't even pay attention. You don't listen to the podcast. You don't pay attention to the days we show up.
Into my editing room for like almost 2 weeks straight. It sucks. I'm pretty sure I have full blown carpal tunnel.
Was somebody holding
a doctor?
Like somebody's got a gun to your head and says you can't walk outside for 5 minutes.
So yes, they do. It's surprising how much they do. How much clients are like, that segment, you need to deliver this right now.
That segment brought to you by guns.
We all want them. We all need them. Guns,
get them.
NRA, where are you? Get in my back pocket. Give me money. I'm coming up with slogans left and right. One slogan, but it was a good one.
Yep. I liked it.
It would be amazing if the Selfish Help podcast was sponsored by guns.
I think that would be the best. If I had to think of a sponsor,
right.
I think guns and drugs would for sure be the two.
Well, I think we advertise drugs. I think, unfortunately, we advertise drugs. No, but we
show the dark side of it.
We show all sides.
You do too many drugs.
If they see our faces, then yes.
Yeah, that's, I was looking at the
commercials. If they hear our stories, then no.
No.
Stories, well, fun. Our faces. Ooh.
Right. Well, the problem is you do too many drugs, you end up doing a podcast. Spooky. And I looked at my face a couple weeks ago. I got one of them hungover.
I like to think that you looked at your face a couple weeks ago and were so scared. Haven't since.
Oh, no, I have not. You can see my hair, right?
You looked at your face 2 weeks ago and you're like, oh, that was a mistake, and broke every mirror in New York City.
And that segment was brought to you by Sledgehammers. We're going to do this. I really think all of our stuff is just committing crimes.
Also, very on brand.
Right.
No, we already did a branding episode. We got the branding. We can have Jasmine
would help us get guns, right? As a sponsor.
I don't know that Jasmine's doing anything with guns.
No, I just like, we can have Jasmine help us get guns.
She would be the most zen gun runner in history.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. No, we're here late as fuck because our schedules were just all real busy and important and doing a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And Steven's going to LA.
I'm going on vacation. I'm going on my first actual vacation ever since I've been an adult in New York City.
Really?
Guys, listen to how excited he is about it. He's so excited.
You don't even know, Megan. I wanted to call you, but I had to charge my phone when I walked in here. I was just like, this is not real. I wish I could have a camera like secretly videotaping you, because I think people are like, I know you guys really amp up your characters and how you guys interact with each other for the podcast. It's like, no. Steven is very real. My husband, he's like, oh, we're going to Hawaii. And I'm just like stressed out about it.
I am. I'm very stressed out.
You're literally the worst person I've ever met.
I know.
Like, not
know,
like I'm no worst, competition.
No, okay. I'm excited about Hawaii. I am not excited about, you know how you, before you go on a vacation, when you have a lot of shit to do, I have a ton of things to do today and tomorrow, and that's all the time I have to do it. And then I'm out of commish. I can do nothing next week. What are we going to do for a show? How are the episodes going to get out? How are we going to finish Guys We Fucked? I just had to send Christina's and Corinne's live video for them for their show that they're doing right now.
I want you to listen back to this later, and then while you're listening to
and
yourself
then use
complain,
one of our sponsored guns to do something about the problem.
Yeah. Well, I want someone to do an overlay of Steven complaint being stressed out about that, but play it over footage of like kids in Ethiopia dying of starvation, people like in the moments of death,
or like a couple literally anywhere in this country in any city scrimping and saving to save money to go to Hawaii, and then be like, shit, we don't have enough.
Well, this is the other part, is that I cannot afford to go to Hawaii. Christina is
so
going
good
to
for you. Yeah, that's smart.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Yes. Right. That's a very, it's yeah. Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm taking Preston on vacation. Exactly. Motherfucker. I just bought, me and Preston are spending our 5-year anniversary in New Orleans in May.
Guess who paid for that,
motherfucker, me.
But doesn't Preston, like, doesn't that get to him? Does it not? I mean, does his chivalrous kick in at some point? Because mine does.
Well, hard. Yeah, he's like, oh, but he's paid for things before.
Yeah, sure. But now we're getting into vastly uneven territory. Like, now we're in an area. It used to be, you know, when Christina was super broke and I was just trying to hold things down. And it was like, yeah, you know, you're a little short on rent. You're a little whatever. Like, I don't know how to accept a gift like.
OK, you know what? I don't want you guys to fight. You're close friends of mine. I'll go to Hawaii with Christina. Problem solved.
What a hero. What a hero.
I'll go to Hawaii and you can do. And
I'll
you
go
can,
too. Well, I'll sit on your lap. I'll get in my little baby Bjorn.
Yes. Yep. And we'll bring you. And then you can work. And then you can go take care of my cat in my new apartment and break up cat fights all night. Would that make you feel better about yourself?
Speaking of, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Can you tell? Yes,
on top of everything else, it is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's why you're going.
It's Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day and Christina's birthday kind of sync up to the same week.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, every year it's like, oh, no, we're just over Christmas. Valentine's Day birthday. Hit it.
You sound really happy.
I am very happy. I am the happiest.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I just cannot even.
I know.
With this right now. I can't do it. I can't pretend. Just like so.
Yeah.
I can't pretend I hate Steven right now. I have to actually hate Steven. I can't act. I have to live it. I have to live it in the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, quick follow up before we get into whatever talk to Paco.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He sent me a text Monday.
Oh, yeah. When the stock market crashed.
When the stock market. Well, it's not technically a crash. But he did say, I'm really glad that we didn't start investing your money yet. And then again today, when it dropped another 1,000 points, he went, he was like, yeah, let's maybe wait on this for a minute before we put your money in the stock market.
Yeah.
Stock market.
It was literally like the Jammers episode came out.
I hate to say it, but we, like the Midas touch, like King Midas, where like everything he touched turned to gold. It's like everything we touch just falls to shit. Like we did one episode on savings and investment. I'm not saying it was us, but saying it was us and the stock market.
We're
fell
not
down.
Saying we single-handedly tanked the economy, but it's pretty crazy.
I mean,
oh God, these idiots are under it. You know what? Cancel money. Burn all the money.
Cancel money. If these dummies are going to start putting it in here.
You know, Bitcoin.
Everybody take it out.
Bitcoin, blockchain, it all dumped.
Did it really?
Yeah, it really did.
See, I wasn't paying attention to this. And I saw Uber Daddy and I was like, hey, how's it going? And he goes, oh God, it's been a busy week. And I'm like, why? And he's just like, the markets are going up and down. And I was like, oh, we just did a Jammers on that. I got to look at it.
and then he smacked you across the face. Back into your Uber
immediately.
No, and it was very sweet, you know. And I mean, and he was kind enough. I was like, he's like, what's going on? I'm like, well, I'm trying to plan stuff, and then I'm going away, and then I'm trying to do something for Christina's birthday, and I'm kind of. And he was like, here, if you need money, so he gave me some spending money, and I thought that was very nice. I didn't have sex with him even.
Oh.
I just had a prosecco and then walked out.
Well, glad he's still got spending money.
I feel proud of myself. Yeah,
well, you really know how to pick him.
He's the best.
And by them, I mean sugar daddies, not stocks.
Exactly. Or anything else.
Yeah, it was like, this is very distracting because it's nighttime, so we got shows going on. Speaking of, now I do not have a lover. He doesn't count as Valentine's
Don't say that. It's so gross. I know. Don't say lover.
Ugh. I mean, it's like
make love.
It's kind of a complicated word. My lover. What do you call someone that's not your boyfriend, girlfriend that you're banging?
The person I'm fucking.
Yeah,
it's very simple.
So
I'm sure you might be familiar with the phrase. It's the other podcast that you do.
Yeah, exactly.
But I just like lover to me. That's like when I technically a couple weeks ago I pulled my groin, but gross. That sounds gross. It's way less gross to say I pulled my pussy. Like that might sound more crude,
right?
But really, it's less gross.
You're doing everyone
like saying it's a dude I'm fucking is a lot less gross than being like oh, meet Steven, my lover.
Right.
Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh.
Gross. Yeah.
But what do you do when it's like a second or a third or who's the
person?
Yeah, when you have like a girlfriend and then you have a lover. Like how do you differentiate between your
this is my girlfriend and this is the bitch I'm fucking.
Wow. Okay.
And like, I'm texting.
I don't think I can pull that off, you guys.
First of all, are we not? This is a grassroots campaign. Our boss should also be listening to this. And also, in case I get murdered. A listener of this show and the hooker show that I do just got into Penn Station. And I got put on a group text message with her from Caitlin, my co-host from the Olds Profession. And so I'm like,
Wendy will be Bernard tonight.
She said, how's Jammers? And I am getting this chick. I'm sending her to the Soho Playhouse where we're going to do a show later.
I was going to say, and I'm sending her to
the
Steven's apartment.
Whoa, that would make my fucking life. She's close. She's at Penn Station. I'm not bringing her here.
Do it.
Yeah,
would that be funny if I tell her, oh, you're going to Soho Playhouse, and then I'm like, psych, bitch, you're Steven. Would that help us gain fans or lose fans?
No, I don't know.
I would say lose at least one or two hosts/producers of this podcast.
Yeah. Right.
We've definitely already terrified enough our fans by being like, you're on the show now.
That is true. That is classic Jammers move of just being like, we don't have a guest. Oh, you've listened to the show twice? Cool, get on here.
Well, but the reality is everyone's got something interesting about them.
Oh, that is not. I mean, I've put a hard no. Hard, no, hard, hard, stop no. On that? Hard no.
No, I feel like I have something.
I do, Wendy.
Yeah.
You know, this pains me more than anything that's happened.
Oh,
I agree
gosh.
With Stephen, and I hate
Wow, are we lovers
that.
Now?
Oh, see, just yeah. I'm on board with you, Stan, then you take it away.
Well, that's how I work. It's very complicated.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Karen, when you listen to this, I am not sending you to Steven's house. Would that be fucking hilarious? This is brought to you by Uber. This segment was brought to you by Uber. We got to plug shit.
I mean, I think we've plugged Uber. I mean,
if we can't get an
Uber sponsorship.
Yeah, like, that's true. Uber and Equinox should be paying for all of us.
Yeah. You know, I looked up, Equinox is actually owned by a real estate investment company, privately owned. Very douchey.
Ow.
Wait, really?
You can't invest in Equinox. That's not possible.
That's fine. Equinox is investing in me.
Oh.
Every time I go, I'm investing
gonna,
in myself.
I knew you're going to. Yeah, you have another. You have a spiritual gangster shirt.
Oh my God, no.
What's the fuck you yoga? What are those dumb shirts?
Oh, I have no idea what you're
fuck
talking about.
You
right
yeah, fuck you yoga? There's like first one that's like, no. First of all, fuck you yoga is gonna be a sponsor because that's gonna be a t-shirt that we make. And that'll be in the bed and breakfast Sea Room Comedy Club, Jammers.
We'll have
like free exercise classes and it's like, oh, get ready for the sunrise fuck you yoga.
That's what we do during the day. That's what we, yeah. That's because the Sea Room Comedy Club, we're not bringing people in every night. So we'll make, during the day, it's a yoga studio.
Right.
That smells of old maraschino cherries.
Fuck you, yoga. Yes. It's a great business idea.
No, what are the shirts? There's like dumb yoga shirts that are
Spiritual
gangster and like.
I'm sure we could look it up, but I just don't want to.
I have no idea.
Well, they're so expensive, too.
Really?
Like a spiritual gangster shirt is like
disgusting.
$50.
I live in Los Angeles. Steven, we'll do what... Oh, Steven. I'm going to make Steven go like on a hike up in the hills with me.
Oh,
I'm totally going to do that.
I've hiked those hills. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, God. Are you gonna going to make him exercise?
Are we going to Runyon Canyon?
Because you guys are
going to
be together.
No, we're not going to Runyon Canyon.
Wait a minute.
You want to go? You want to go up to the Hollywood sign? It's like a really good like 3 hour from my door and back to my door is like a 3 hour hike.
Yeah,
and I'll buy you a fancy juice.
You guys should do it on
so
Valentine's Day. This is the Valentine's Day episode. So
this is the Valentine's.
If you're listening
this
to it on Wednesday,
on Valentine's
happy
Day.
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Lovers.
No. happy Valentine's Day, people who are fucking other people.
Yeah.
That seems more comfortable to me. That's more sexy.
I actually, and this is gross. This is so gross. I said this to someone this guy that I used to sleep with, and I would say to him, because he's very emotional, I'm going to be honest. I got to be honest, and I got to say who it is, because I was going to keep it secret. I'm like, oh, wait, people on the podcast know who this person is.
This is
Thomas.
Oh, no.
Tommy.
So this is real. So with Thomas, he calls me darling, and then when we're like... This is so gross. When we're fucking, I just love the way you love me. And he says, make love. And then I said this, and it was my thing that I thought of to say, because I thought he would like it.
I'm going to throw up. Am I going to throw up?
Oh,
am I going to throw up my jambalaya burrito? Am I about to throw it up?
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. Hey,
you are a good friend. Thank you.
Your wish.
Why did you put rice in a tortilla? That was stupid of you. That was fat. No.
Your wish is my command. You said, I hope I throw up, God willing. And guess what? God may not be willing, but I'm willing.
Here it comes.
He was inside of me and we're making love.
Oh, God.
And I whispered in his ear, I said,
Oh my God,
you're my favorite lover. Because we both are, hold on, I got to take this call. This is the Uber for Karen, for reals, 1 second. You guys talk, hi, is this Uber?
This?
God, our first official episode, we are a hot mess.
No, this is good.
I think this is the best. Again, see, Wendy's bringing it back to our original sponsor, Uber, and also the New York City Police Department.
Yeah.
Who you can hear in the background.
Always a sponsor.
Always a sponsor.
Brought to you by 34th Street.
Emergency services in New York City. Always a sponsor of the Jammers podcast.
He canceled because he couldn't. Well, she's at. You know what? This guy. You know what you're getting? 0 star. Oh, hold on. This is a new person.
This is. By the way.
Oh yeah, you're
going
to have
right
to edit
this.
Oh, this is terrible podcasting. Hold on,
Steven, don't edit it out.
Hi, is this Uber?
Don't edit it out. This is an ad.
My name is Wendy. I am. So you're picking up my friend Karen, and she's on 8th and 33rd. She's not going to New Jersey. She's going to the Soho Playhouse.
Oh no, she is not. She is going to New
she's
Jersey
going
now.
To New Jersey now. Uber.
That would be.
Hold on, girl, 1 second.
This is great because this girl just.
Hi,
got
I have you on speakerphone, sir. I'm recording a podcast. We're gonna cut you out. I swear to God, please don't.
Actually, I already passed 34, so I don't know. Do you want to wait? It's gonna take a long time to come out.
Yeah, she's not going to New Jersey. I have her going to the Soho Playhouse.
Right. I already passed 34. So
cool.
That is why I'm saying it's gonna take a long time to get it there.
Okay.
Do
see.
Do you mind if you cancel it?
I'll cancel it and I'll get another ride.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day. So Uber's not a sponsor anymore.
Is this what it's like getting a car in New York City?
Yeah. Well, it's trying to get one in Madison Square Garden. See? Happy Valentine's Day. This is, and I know a lot of people don't interact with their fans. You know, people like you guys who have like friends and family. But guess what?
The fans
are my friends.
You're a real Robin Hood of Ubers, Wendy.
I know. I'm trying to cancel. Oh, because if I cancel, then I have to pay the fee.
You get the fee.
Oh, this motherfucker. And he's driving a Lexus.
That's why I said that.
He doesn't care.
And he's driving a Lexus, too.
He doesn't care about you.
I got a problem with this guy. You know what this is not sponsored by? Lexus RX. That's not a sponsor of this segment.
First of all, real quick, no luxury car is going to be sponsoring Jammers.
You never know.
No. New Jersey, what a fuck. He lied. He made that up, right? Sorry, this is a real scatterbrain episode. This is us reaching out and helping fans. Do you know this is our community outreach?
This is our community.
This is a volunteer episode when we had Petey on and he just talked about going to jail. This is the real volunteer episode.
Yeah,
this is a real volunteer episode. I mean, I've been doing a lot of things past couple of weeks. It's a sense of community is important, building your community.
Right.
Yep.
We're building our community by getting people Uber rides.
This really is the kind of service the fans should come to expect from all celebrities. I mean, are they Ubering you to and from
hold on,
their
wait
show?
A minute.
Hold on. Yeah, I was going to say, this is a
celebrity?
Celebrity.
Yeah.
No.
Podcast superstars.
Yeah. Oh, that's even worse. That's even worse.
Yeah, a celebrity. Oh no, a celebrity. You first of all, the second we get one successful ad read and more than $5 from it. Once we're on this podcast network, kiss this goodbye. So this is a final. This is like vintage. Oh, this is when we were
said,
cool.
I started this episode by telling all of the people that listen to just fuck themselves right in the butts.
Yep. Oh, here's another Uber driver. Hold
Not
on.
Me.
Let's see if he gets
my
jersey.
True to my roots forever.
This is so good.
Hi, is this Fasim? Hey, hi, it's Wendy. Cool. So I'm on 8th. Well, I'm not there. You're picking up my friend, Karen. She's on 8th and 33rd. No, why does someone, I said New Jersey. She's going to the Soho Playhouse. She's not going to Jersey. Is that cool? Okay, cool. Thank you. What the fuck?
Are you entering things right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I was going to say, Steven, I can't check. Will you check this for her?
We're going to have to edit this out, or maybe we won't, because this is a good, this is a lesson in how to navigate an Uber app. This is, I'm not.
This is a lesson in like just.
Maybe we shouldn't advertise for Uber. Wait, so that person's going there and then where?
Look at Soho Playhouse. Ugh, this, I mean, this is going to be a heavy edit. You're not, none of you are ever going to hear any of this. Yes, they will, because we'll put
it out.
They will.
I mean, I don't know that I have editing time on this episode. I got to get to fucking Hawaii.
And I'm exhausted and can't. It's only been like 28 minutes and it feels like it's been 300 years.
Oh, you're telling me, sister.
Which is like what everyone says about every episode when they listen to it. They're like, oh my God, how much? This has only been a I've listened to this 5 minutes. Jesus.
Yeah,
it's great. It makes my commute seem longer.
Right.
This actually gives you more hours in your day. You can be the most productive.
And they're like, listening to I listen all the way. It really helps. It really fills up all my way to work. Where do you work? Oh, I work from home. My office is downstairs.
Yeah, it's this is an ad for time. Jammers, an ad for time.
Oh, God. So you guys are going to be like together on Valentine's Day. What are you guys doing? Yeah. Are you impressed and have plans? I know. You have a shitty attitude about it, Steven. We don't want... I mean, I do want to hear it.
Me and Steven are going to have, I think, Tuesday. I think we have a sexy lover's hike.
Wow.
And then record an episode. By lover's hike, I mean I'm going to get real sweaty, just like I do when making love. But instead, I'll be fully clothed and on top of a mountain.
Wow.
Well, I know, Steven can barely contain himself.
That was this is all very unexpected.
I want video of
erotic and very erotic.
Can we do a reverse one when you guys go?
Especially going to Los Angeles, this is like all the terrible pornography I've watched as a kid. It's like,
I'm in all of it. I'm in all of it.
You guys
make it CGI herself just into my porn.
I would love that.
This is an ad for you porn, Megan Edition.
That'd be amazing.
That actually would be amazing.
Oh, by the way, get ready because it's real gross and hot here.
I've heard.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Actually hotter there than in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
Ew. Do you guys have AC?
Yeah, we have AC. We've had to run we had to run it for the first time the last week of January.
It's February. That's fucked up, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's always, you know, it's always hot here, but it's like, this is real. Like I wanted to go, I got home today at like 3 and I wanted to go for a hike because I didn't want to go to the gym, but I wanted to go do something, but I have my new tattoo. So like, it can't be in the sun. And I was pissed off and I got home and I was like, if I lived in any other part of, like, it should be at least overcast right now. It's February.
Yeah. Actually,
but instead it's 84 and like blazing sunlight. So I can't go for a hike because my
tattoo
is an open wound.
But your tattoo's cute.
It is real. I'm very excited about it. That was my Valentine's Day gift to myself.
Oh, it's very nice.
You guys do you and Preston do all the stupid shit for...
You do something. You do nothing.
We don't.
You do nothing for Valentine's Day. Not even like a cute.
Oh no.
I got Christine a cute little card. It's silkscreen. It's got
Cute. What'd you do? One of our listeners sent us, he made his wife a bench. That's how long and arduous our podcast is. He had time to build furniture.
He built during one episode, he built a bench.
He seems like a very industrious gentleman.
And probably his wife was filing for divorce. She was filling out divorce papers.
No, not after a man makes you a bench.
No, that's a good idea.
No, it was during, because they didn't talk for 6 months because he was building a bench. So she thought that their relationship was over.
That's
so,
actually how he stays sane, is just woodworking.
Exactly.
Just rageful woodworking in his basement.
Yeah. That was Valentine's Day. So you got a silk screen card and then what else?
Everything else I'm working on.
And a still fucking trip to Hawaii.
But you know, that's for more than, I mean, it's her birthday. It's whatever she wants.
Great. Cool. I'm not fucking, we don't do shit for Valentine's Day. I don't care. I really don't care. Like I had a real rough day today when we finished recording this podcast. Preston, we've talked about this, hates horror movies and hates how I watch them. And we've got a fucking horror movie queued up and we're going to watch a horror movie on the couch and get real stoned.
Fuck yeah. What are you watching?
It's a surprise. He hasn't told me yet. So that means it's going to be real bad.
It's Bring It On Again.
Again. Well, that's why it's a horror movie, because it's more like a suspense, a yeah. thriller, because oh. it's like Bring It On. Dun, dun, dun. Again.
I mean, Christina and I always do cute stuff for Valentine's
Day. I know. Like, you guys do not, cute
but we don't
stuff.
We don't go overboard. We don't spend tons of money. Like, it's always just something.
I think it's nice to do nice shit every day.
Well,
yeah, that's why we're watching a movie tonight.
So the person
has been a real rough. This has been a real rough week, and I don't want to fucking worry about what's happening next week. So I'm doing a Valentine's Day. I already had to deal with this fucking asshole in a few days.
Yeah.
He's going to show up.
Are
he's
going
to I got a Valentine's Day with this. I'm like so I'm so excited for you to come over.
I know.
I feel
too.
Like Steven is not as excited. I'm like so excited for you to come see my apartment and my recording studio.
Where I'm going to trap you for the rest of your eternity.
He's going to have a panic attack. He's going to walk in here and be like, this is worse than I imagined.
No.
I know. We got a picture of it. We got to make him and the cup of pens go on a date for Valentine's Day.
Oh, I will take a full photo shoot of him and the cup of pens.
Yeah.
Wow.
Full
photo
shoot.
I'm so excited.
It'll be fun. For Valentine's Day, I booked myself massages on someone else's credit card. So happy Valentine's Day to me.
For you and Sebastian.
Yeah. For me and my little handsome.
Now, do you wind up having to do like Valentine's Day dates or
no.
like not? Does everyone kind of like on
no,
their own?
No, because the people now that I have, there are two guys mm-hmm. that I see from that site. And guess what? One's married. One's got a main bitch. So Big Wendy gets the day off. So guess what I get to do? Get massages. They feel sad for me. They give me extra, like, whatever, whatever. And then I just get to eat chocolate and be fat and cry alone. And I'm bringing my cat into a movie theater because I got him.
Nothing would make me happier than to be in a movie on Valentine's Day and see a single woman with your face and your hair and your glasses and then just hear a fucking and like weeping and then just hear coming out of her bag. That what a dream that would just talk about a New York City moment that would yeah. be.
Woo. That would aww. I might do that just as my Valentine's Day gift to the city.
To the world.
To the world. World. Yeah. I bet I could get away with it too at like Cinema 123. There are cinemas uptown, like they're like movie theaters are really old and no one even goes there. It's me and like always like I saw The Shape of Water in one of those theaters and I like and it's like, it was like me and like five other women for sure all by ourselves in long shawls and varying lengths. And like, we were just sat there and you could tell we were all like crying and then getting very sexually aroused at The Shape of Water. I understood that when I watched The Shape of Water, I saw that. And I was like, when I watched her and I was like, that's how I feel about my cat. Like and not in a sexy way.
But in a sexy way.
But I mean, but not in a sexy way. Do you know what I mean?
But in a sexy,
not sexy way.
And this segment was brought to you by
The Shape of Water.
No.
Fucking cats.
Was brought to you by Petco, my new pet carrier.
No, this segment brought to you by the first thing we ever taught, cat dicks.
Yeah.
Boom. See, full circle, motherfuckers.
Deep cut
full
callback.
Circle.
We'll cut cat dicks. Jesus Christ.
You would never. How dare you?
Right.
They are spiny and they are made for raping female cats.
What if we could sell cat dicks, but maybe on like keychains because they get neutered. So that's fun. Oh. Jammers merch, right?
I think a cat dick would be great merch, but like, yeah. Oh, like a rabbit's foot.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like a keychain.
Yeah. So like a real cat dick,
like a right. real spiny cat dick.
Yeah. I think that's a great one for jammers because it's cute and also self-defense tool.
Yeah. Ladies. Yeah. Instead of sticking your keys between your fingers, right. stick a cat dick. It's spiny on all sides. Yep. It's pointy at the top. You'll stick it, you'll punch a man in the eye and then it can't get out because all the little spiny cat dicks will...
Oh. Yep. And if that's not the most beautifully ironic thing that you're protecting your pussy with a dismembered, disembodied dick, I don't know what is.
I think you guys really understand Valentine's Day. I think you've got
Jammers,
to the core.
Brought to you by Valentine's Day. Or really... Galentine's Day. kill myself. Kill myself. Yeah. I'm sad. I'm sad. I'm sad. I'm lying to myself.
I've never done it. Have you ever? I'm asking you this, but I kind of already know the answer. You've never done a Galentine's Day where you sit around with a bunch of girls and eat candy.
Eat my cat dick right now for even asking. That is so. I will put it this way. I've worked in offices before. And the saddest thing is single women, like February 1st until February 15th, talking about how much they don't care about Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Mm.
It's the saddest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Because those are the girls who are like, who needs Valentine's Day? I've got Galentine's Day.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, if you were really like fine with it, then you would just like hang out with your girlfriends every day like normal.
Right.
So let me ask you this.
And you would just not talk about it. They're like, who needs Valentine's Day? They have the dialogue from Love Actually tattooed on their entire
midsection. Exactly. And then one woman in the office gets flowers from her boyfriend and all the other women are like, mm-hmm, and they form a coven to cast spells upon her. Right. Yeah.
So do you think is there something, what would you do to fix Valentine's Day, or would you just eliminate it altogether?
There's nothing to do if you're into it. There's nothing. If you buy into it, and that's how you can, you know, keep your shaky relationship together by getting a
by like going on a trip to Hawaii, Stephen. I mean, I don't know.
It's a birthday.
I know. We're only being completely serious with you. Come on, Ron. No, but I mean, some people are just into it and some people are not, but it is one of my favorite things.
It's like Christmas. Who cares? If you're into it, you're into it. Right. If you're not, you're not. That's why there's loads of holidays for loads of reasons. People that aren't into fucking Christmas have Halloween, and people that aren't into Halloween and Christmas have Arbor Day. You know what I mean? Right. Like fucking whatever. Right. Who gives
I don't
want to
dress up. I don't want to celebrate my lover, but you know what I do want to do? Plant a fucking tree and play John Denver.
See?
Full blast.
Now that's a Wendy party.
Yeah.
And die in a big pile of cocaine.
Scarface Day?
Cocaine and John Denver. I don't know if that's a good mix. You're really,
that's a very confusing Earth Day.
You get all lit up and you're like, let's fucking go. Like the gardening I could see, but that's more methy. That's more of like an Adderall holiday.
That is more methy. That's definitely more methy.
We need like a trashy holiday, like a... I mean, because there's
like,
kind of...
Like a Jammer's Day?
Well, St. Patrick's Day is pretty trashy, you know what I mean? And then we have SantaCon in this fucking neighborhood, which is a nightmare. But then, like, what would a Jammer's holiday be, and when would it be? Because it's got to be clear of other holidays.
Oh, I think it needs to be, like, a Tuesday from, like, noon to 4. Like, it's got to be, like, a very specific...
Why is it during like, the workday?
Because it has to be like an inconvenient time
right
for everyone. It has to really ruin like the middle of your week,
right?
And there should be like a lot of prep to go into it before, and then like a lot of come down prep after,
right?
So it really ruins like a solid 4 days of your life,
right?
For 4 hours,
yeah, for only 4 hour period. Yes.
Yeah, you have to build. You have to build from scratch. You have to go back to all the episodes and just listen and using all the trips. So you have to build like. So you have to build like a cathedral, but out of trash that you find.
Like Burning Man.
Yes,
and then you have to burn the whole city you live into the ground.
Yeah, and then queef all over it. Queef on the ashes.
Well, that's how you put out the fire,
right? Oh, my queefs turn the fire up. They turn the heat up. You know what I'm saying?
get out of here.
Because right my now. Body is full of methane gas, even my pussy too.
So say not in like a sexy way, because it is flammable down right. there. It is flammable.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, we got Steven at least shut up about his sad holiday.
Oh, I have shut up about.
Yeah. I'm so sad.
You got
I'm
me,
going
you got
to Hawaii.
Shut up about everything.
Yeah, look, now you're not so sad Jeez. About Hawaii, huh?
No,
at least your pussy's not
sad.
Flammable.
Wow.
That's why Wendy's alone this Valentine's
yeah.
Day.
Yeah,
she doesn't want a flammable.
She'll literally
pussy.
Blow I mean, a dick off.
It's me in a movie theater, just changing shawls, constantly putting fires out as I get turned on by whatever sea creature and my cat.
Okay, we already talked about Shape of Water, which we already talked about was may or may not a Abe Sapien Hellboy character prequel,
right?
So I'm just thinking the fire bitch and Hellboy that like can create fire in your hand, but it's in your pussy the whole time. Because the whole thing is like in the movie is she like can't control her powers. So she gets like emotional and then just like fucking fireballs like an entire building. So just like, but it's just coming out of your pussy. Like you get mad at somebody and then a Starbucks on like East 3rd is just like in ashes.
And then sometimes, and then it's when you get really mad or sad or horny, but you can never tell what the emotion is. And so it'll be like some, just some minimal, like some innocuous accident, like incident that seems like nothing where someone's just like, have a good day, ma'am. And it's a really hot guy. And then the building blows up and I run out and it's like, and that's like the, ooh, that's the conclusion. That's before the sequel. Like, was she mad that he called her ma'am or was she horny?
That he called her ma'am.
Right. Or was she sad that her pussy was going to kill him either way?
Again, we're writing $1 billion
this
screenplays.
This is a good movie idea.
Left and right.
I think, I mean, you just summarize the complexity of women in a character arc.
And that's how they discover that I have my cat with me in the movie theater. It's not even
because
the fire.
It burns.
No, because it lights up. And so someone can see, they're like, I think that woman's lighting a fire over there. And they're like, no, it's coming out of her pussy. I saw it. You didn't see the first movie? She's probably sad. This is a sad part of the movie. The real problem is I can see through that fire that she's got a cat.
The problem is the cat.
Oh, I'm real sneezy. Oh,
yeah.
My eyes hurt.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Look at this.
This is real off the rails.
I know. Look, just
this
like
is a
love.
Real...
Look at the road. Look at that. We got up to an arc and then we stopped. See, now if we had an ad read.
Yeah, just like love. Exactly. This is just like love.
Right.
It just ends.
Look at that. See, we're tired and we're like, let's really pull it together. You know, we got to impress our new bosses.
Yeah.
And we get all excited and we get, no pun intended, fired up. And now our eyeballs hurt. Feels like I got a couple cat dicks in my eyes. You know what I'm talking about? I'm Bri. That's our boss. You guys don't know about it.
Go to jammers.com to get your lucky cat penises.
Or just drop us a jam-a-lam to start those cat penises rolling.
Yeah, give us a jam-a-lam so that we'll get regular jobs and stop doing the podcast. Like,
yeah,
here's
also,
money.
I want to say, again, we all know I'm not eating meat. You know, like meat that matters.
Whoa.
What?
You know, like stuff that, like, you know, like fish. Who cares about them?
I, first of all, and I'm not, and this is a joke, but it's also a serious thing. Should we get panties? And on the panties, it says meat that matters, like on the crotch.
My God, 100%.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
For boys and for girls. And,
yeah.
And non-binary, whatever it is, meat that matters. Because it doesn't necessarily mean your genitals, but we're talking about your genitals.
No, well, also, like, I don't know if you knew this. Our whole bodies are just a bunch of meat.
So, and water.
Really, we could an armband.
Yeah.
Meat that matters. You know, like a real Hitler-y armband.
I like it.
For all the racists
that
listens to this.
Sounds very similar to a meat is murder armband.
For all the alt-right listeners of the podcast, we'll just get like...
When they order their Jammers guns, again, thank you NRA for our sponsorship. We've got links on our sites. That sounds real almost.
It really sounds real. Sounds real.
I'm really trying to practice to, like, obviously we're joking, but we really do need to practice getting
ads in. But also... Whoever represents guns, if you could get in touch with us, we would love to hawk your product.
Yeah.
Which is guns.
Right. And then that comes within our band that says meat that matters. And then maybe they'll start to, maybe they'll question buying their gun. You know, that's how we can change hearts and minds.
No, just make it all meat. Just shoot everything and then it's all meat. Once it's dead, it's all meat.
So wait a minute. Okay. So you're only eating
all meat when it's living.
Yeah, but even more so when it's dead, because then you can munch on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like people, like, well, you know, like it's flesh.
Yeah,
it's like a vegans that are like, oh, you eat flesh.
Yeah,
it sounds icky. But if you're like meat, you know, it's fine. Yeah. It's like, ooh, it's meat.
And you have to say it like Beaker from the Muppets. Meat.
Yeah, that's a great
meat,
voice.
Meat. He does say meep. It sounds like I'm just saying meep.
Okay, so what were you going to say about you've been not eating meat?
Oh, I can't remember. I remember I was going to say something. I can't remember. I have had a very long week that maybe we'll get into at a later date.
Yeah.
But I've had a very long, exhausting week. My brain has been broken for days.
To discuss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I literally, like, for many days now, have had multiple conversations where midway through a sentence, I am surprised I held it together this long before I started talking about something and then forgot what I was saying.
Yeah.
So... very impressed with myself that I've made 40 minutes without forgetting what I was talking about.
Yeah, we're doing a great job, you know, and that's because Megan drinks every day a green juice. This segment is brought to you by green juice.
Yeah, I love that we're
not
saying any brand names.
Holding it together.
green juice.
Right. In general, but that leaves it open. So whatever your green juice company is or any other product, we could slide it in there. We could just, Steven's a really good editor. So we could.
Charcoal lemonade. I'm going to buy Steven after our sexy lover's hike up to the Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy him a charcoal lemonade.
Mm.
That's going to be, I wish I could strap me in the Baby Bjorn or just like, I mean, for a couple minutes of that hike.
I'm going to FaceTime. We're going to FaceTime
you. Bjorn you in.
FaceTime me, but wait till you're like 10 minutes in and he's sweating.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
Why do you guys want to see me suffer?
We don't want to see you suffer, Steven.
It is you know which hike I'm going to take him on one day.
The one?
Up to the Hollywood sign through Bronson Canyon.
What's funny is my favorite part of Steven, that means nothing to him, but I'm like, I tried to hold my face back, but I don't even want to do that hike.
It's not that gnarly. It's a long hike.
Yeah. Oh. And you've seen pictures of the Hollywood sign, right?
Yeah, I've seen the Hollywood sign.
You're aware. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm aware.
Oh my God. You know who was on my show tonight? One of the shows.
The Hollywood sign?
Yes. The Hollywood sign was on my show tonight. And I didn't want to say anything, but we're dating. I just have to make sure he's not allergic to my cat. That's going to make dating really expensive because I've got to rent out the whole movie theater.
Oh my God.
No, the guy, and I'm going to sound like an asshole, but he was on Seinfeld. He played Kramer's best friend. He was like the midget. Kramer's best friend.
Newman?
Nope.
Oh, no, the actual little person.
Yeah, the little person. The actual little person. He was at my show, and he was laughing, and I was like, can I have a picture with you?
And then you fucked him.
Yeah.
He's in your pussy right now?
Yeah. So quick, nobody make me mad. I don't want to burn him to a crisp.
Or sad, or horny. Yeah.
Right. Just a little charcoal man.
This is fun. Mm-hmm. Sorry, finish your thing.
No, I'm done.
Were you done?
Oh, charcoal man. That wasn't really a strong thing to ever say. That's a little... I was really trying to gloss over that. I'm like, I got a little charcoal man. I'm like, I don't know that. I don't know where I'm going to go with that except for like...
Please, Megan, say something. And I said something. And I was like, no. Wendy, I apologize. And you're like, oh, shit, no.
Oh, no. What you should apologize for is letting me go back to that. What you should apologize for is... Because what am I going to do? The only thing is charcoal lemonade. I can't do that. It's too late. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no, Wendy, you'll love this.
Yeah.
Steven, you won't, but get on board. So my tattoo, which this is good for speaking of Valentine's Day and lovers and whatnot.
Yeah.
Tattoos.
You know how sometimes when you like work out on certain machines at the gym, and this is a thing that like women experience where like you feel like you might come.
Yes.
What? You really?
Yeah, it's like a thing. When women get older and like, you know, like there's like a couple machines at the gym I do not do because I'm like, I'm going to come.
And those are the only machines we're going to have at the Jammers compound during fuck you yoga.
Wait, which machines?
That's actually the fuck
machines.
You yoga. We just finger you while you're trying to do poses.
Yeah, it's just me. It's just me and Wendy just like, yeah.
Just like coming up behind women
like violently.
Like whack-a-mole with our fingers. Just,
so gross, but accurate. Also right. Accurate.
And grossly and probably illegally and inappropriately to say the best way to get in there is when you're in child's pose. Ha ha. Come on down to gym and just enjoy a comedy show.
Hey, get in on whack-a-mole. That's what we call jerking off over here.
Yeah, whack-a-mole more like whack your holes, huh? And fuck you yoga.
This is a so sellable idea.
Oh,
this is like, I love that our retirement plan is really coming together, like through each episode. Like this started as just like a small jam company / C room comedy club. And now it's really building into something.
Yeah, you guys are manifesting.
Yeah.
All
we're just like raping. And that'd be fun too. If the fire pussy character, maybe at the end of
meaning
her arc,
you,
me,
just you.
Wait. So I believe you were about to clue gentlemen into the machines at the gym that make women orgasm.
Yes, by gentlemen, I think Steven, you mean you.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean.
The fine gentleman of the room would like to know which machines rub
yes,
your pussy.
Ladies, which machine? Yes, he's on Amazon just ordering Googling. Workout machines that make women come.
My living room is just filled with workout machines.
Yeah, there's no couches. And they're not like Sibian machines.
No, they're not
just
practical.
Like, yeah, they're like regular just workout. No, there's like, I don't know. I think it's probably different for but there's like certain machines I do. Where
which
I'm like,
ones
for, some,
for you?
For me, it's the one like the push down.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at describing. We all know I'm terrible
it's
at describing
the,
workouts.
So you're sitting in it. It's like the tricep
sitting,
extension.
Yeah. But no, where you're just like pushing down.
But then
like,
you lift your body weight up and down.
But no, you lift like weight up and down.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But it's a you're doing a tricep pushback.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah. It's anything where a lot of times it's where the seat, where they're in that bike seat shape.
See, that doesn't, that's not, yeah, that's not, that's, but yeah, see, that's because it's different for different ladies. It's just like a weird, but anyways.
Okay.
So I have many tattoos. This has never happened to me before. This was the most painful tattoo I've ever had in my life. It was so bad. What made it extra complicated is for an hour, I felt like I was on the brink of orgasm.
Really?
Complicated.
While he was doing it.
The back of the neck does that for you?
Why?
I guess. I sent my girlfriends a text like right after. I was like, guys,
the back of the neck is a zone.
You just send people, but we think it's a picture of your tattoo. It's just a picture of your jeans soaked through.
Yeah, I was like, guys, what does this mean?
It's just your jeans are burnt through. What happened? I don't know. That guy did my tattoo. Yes. I got horny, and then he told me a story about his dog dying, and then the fire started up again.
He's like, I couldn't stop it. I could not stop it.
They're like, I'd like to go back to him. Oh no, he's dead. The entire building burned down.
The entire building. I had to run. All of Disneyland is burned. It's right by Disneyland. Disneyland doesn't exist. You might hear about this in the news.
But wait, so you got just
it was crazy. I got home and I told Preston, I was like, babe, we might need to, I might be into some weird shit. I don't know. We gotta figure this out.
Everyone has those spots that are surprisingly erotic that you're like, whoa, the webbing of my toes. What the fuck?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because right. I talk to my girlfriends that like are covered in tattoos. Because like I said, I have loads. I've been like numerous parts of my body and I've never had that reaction before. And my one girlfriend was like, she was like, I mean, it doesn't happen to me because I'm normal. Because she's a big old cunt. But she was like, yeah, it's nerves. Like I know women where like there's just, you know, just like for some reason.
Yeah.
But that's like where you like to get like grabbed or scratched. Or,
yeah. I've had orgasms.
Did you ever clue Preston into your back of the neck thing?
She just got clued into it.
I just got clued into it. Yeah, I mean, but, like neck kisses and bites, sure.
Right.
But yeah, but I'm talking about more like a grab.
Well, sorry, Steven. I've never had needles repeatedly poked into the back of my neck and then felt like I was going to come until yesterday. So I didn't know about this until very recently.
Oh, okay.
I've never had aggressive acupuncture where some lady was just like, and then I was like, oh, I'm so excited by this. So that's exciting. So happy Valentine's Day to my boyfriend for being like, shit, now what weird things are we going to get into?
Yeah. The parking lots, you know, where they have like the back, like do not back over the,
you know,
like
what
the spikes. You just lay on that
and
run your neck up.
Like,
roll around like a cat.
You know what you can get? They have those little rollers that are spiky and they're like tiny. They look like
cat mini dick keychains. Megan, we get a bunch of cat dicks together and you can wear it like a choker.
And I just come all the time.
I know.
Or
this
that.
Is guy.
Yeah, it's the
so
same.
So when we come out with the cat dick chokers, I just need you to know when immediately 20 are bought in one order and sent to my apartment. That was a fan. That wasn't me buying 20 cat dicks to jerk off with.
Right.
Via my neck.
Right. That's like, I'll get Ubers for fans and you just pass out cat dicks.
Yeah. I'm not jerking off with the cat dicks not in my pussy on my neck. I'm not doing that. That would be weird. That would be so weird.
You're just wearing a scarf. They're like, it's 90 degrees outside. Yeah, just get chilly on these hikes.
And then I like drop to a knee for a minute and I'm like, I'm fine.
Quick, somebody call me a bitch. Somebody call me a bitch and I'll finish this thing.
Oh,
I think that
that was fun.
Yeah, that's cool though.
Wow. It was, well, okay. So to complicate matters more, why this was even extra weird. So my tattoo artist, I've known since high school because he is my high school boyfriend's older brother. Oh. So it was like
you've kind of been secretly dreaming about this gentleman since high school.
Oh, Jesus Christ! No,
no,
a billion times no. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying it was like another level of like, if
weird.
It was just a buddy,
yeah,
I think I would have said something. If it was just like a buddy I have, I would have been like, weird question, because I'm like not ashamed. I'd be like, do you ever have girls that are like, I kind of felt like I was going to come a little bit.
Would you ask a friend that?
I kind of feel like tattoo artists probably get that all the time.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that because it's my fucking high school boyfriend's older brother. So I was like, this is so weird. I was like, this is the worst. Like I was actively thinking the whole time. I was like, Jesus, I wish you were just a regular person.
Meanwhile, that's definitely why he became a tattoo artist in the first place.
Why? To make girls come?
To just because every gentleman, I feel like, starts their career in a kind of like, this will get me girls. Like, this is a thing I can do that will get me girls. And then it turns into a career, and then you grow out of it.
But I feel think like some when people just get jobs, Stephen.
Right.
Tattoo artists, though? I mean, like, tattoo artists, no one just becomes a tattoo artist. It's, I mean, that's years of apprenticing and work, and it has to be a calling, you know?
Well, yeah, exactly. It has to be a calling. You have to be like a good artist.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think people start, you know, and gentlemen. I love you, but also, your perception of the most
tattoo artists I know can get pussy regardless of being a tattoo artist. Right.
I don't know. I feel like you'll do anything to turn it up.
They give you a tattoo and they're like, she doesn't seem to be coming already. Good thing for me, I've got a tricep extension machine in the parlor. If this doesn't work.
Perhaps join me for a brandy?
Nerd. This will be good. You have to get warm. You'll be in the sun so you can like get a tan before you go to Mount.
Oh my God. How much sunscreen am I going to have to bring on this hike?
I mean, I've got enough. I'm pretty loaded down.
Please wear a hat. You have to wear a hat, Stephen, to protect yourself. Like a safari hat. Megan, wear a safari hat.
I want listeners to send us emails or like on Instagram or whatever. So this is a 3-hour door-to-door hike. 3-hour from my door back to my door.
I
know. I want guesses on how far you think Stephen will make it before, one, complaining, B, turning back.
I mean, I'm going to complain.
He's going to complain the whole time.
I'm
going
to complain. I'm complaining now.
He complains about going on vacation to Hawaii
That's what I'm saying. Let's get a pool going. Like, are we going to get to the light at Franklin, which is a block from my house, before he starts complaining? Are we going to make it all the way to the entrance of the park?
The complaining is going to happen the minute I see you. But I think the real question is, do I drop on this hike? I think that's where the betting comes in.
Let's do an over-under. A free cat dick keychain that, by the way, I wanted to remind people, does not exist yet.
Right.
And may never. Or what was our pussy? What was our pussy underwear? Meat That Matters.
Meat That Matters. Yeah. That's a real thing.
Well, so are the cat dick keychains.
Oh, I know. We need to get all those things.
Both attainable goals
and attainable items. So we should get you know what we should do? We should get a taxidermy sponsor. Just for our show. I'm sure no one else on the network.
I would love that.
But if we're going to get these cat dicks.
I bet we could find somebody.
You know, really, I think we just need,
I like a local cat dick. Thank you very much.
We need to get.
I shop local, okay?
Right.
Think locally, act globally. Is it reversed? Think globally, act locally. It's reversed. It's totally reversed.
And I shop local cat dick, okay? We're not going around, where's this from? China? Get out of town.
This is LA. There's a lot of feral dicks out there, you know?
Right. And those are just the comedians.
Jammers, Comedy Club, and Fuck You Yoga.
Can nobody love you like I'm loving you, baby? Cause they don't know how to love you like I do. Can nobody love you like I'm loving you right now? Cause they don't know how to love you like I do. Oh, I'm gonna love you in the morning, love you late at night. I ain't gonna stop loving you. You tell me everything alright. Oh, can nobody love you like I'm loving you right now? They don't know how to love you like I do.
Jammers, the Selfish Health Podcast. I love it.
Me.